You know, the hardest part of putting a sermon is together, putting a sermon together is coming up with a specific thing that I sense God once talked about during the day. And so this last week, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, I went up in the bedroom, closed myself off. What's that? I took my hearing aid out. Okay, I'll trust whatever you said. You didn't walk down yourself, right? Well, God, what should I talk about? And just like that, you know, the best thing to do is when you need advice is just to ask simple questions to God and then shut the lip and listen. He'll put a thought many times, for me, many times is within a couple minutes. Sometimes you have to wait a couple days, but the thought that came to mind this week was the word surrender. Surrender. Now, I have done a lot of counseling lately, and many situations revolved around the answer to that person's problems or couple's problems is this concept of surrender. Now, it's not an easy thing to do. Anybody ever struggle with that other than me? The rest of you are either nodding your head or you're lying. Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad played this game with me. I just, maybe like this. And he would chase me around the house or outside, and he would tackle me and pin me down to the floor, hold me down to the floor. He said, "Tell me when you surrender." I wasn't going to surrender. Big and rough and tough five-year-old. But anyway, you know, like, okay, Dad, I surrender. Then he let me go up, and we both laughed and went on with the day. And but it's not an easy thing, but it's an important thing. And as I was thinking about this, two thoughts came to mind. The first one was to look up the definition for the word surrender. And both of these books, I've had this. About 40 years. This is a copy of Noah Webster's first dictionary that he ever put together, 1828. This is not the original. But anyway, I got this. I bought it years ago because it sounded so neat to have, because I've seen it around. And when Noah put this together, a lot of the definitions he gives for verses or for words in this first edition, he actually uses scripture to explain what that word means. Isn't that neat? Can you see how far we've fallen as far as a country? But it's amazing. And so I got my old Noah Webster's 1828 edition now to look up the word surrender. And I'm going to read them to you. Two parts here. Surrender. V, I would take that as a verb. And N is probably a noun. But surrender. V, to yield, to give up oneself into the power of another, the enemy seeking no way to escape. Surrender is the first and only option. Surrender, noun, the act of yielding or resigning one's person or the possession of something into the power of another. As a surrender the castle to an enemy and surrender the right and the claims to that castle. Yield and be giving up. So you get the idea? Surrender is mentioned many times in the Bible. You were hoping I was going to talk about love. I'm gonna. Because when you surrender, you experience God's love in absolute amazing ways that you could have never got on your own. So we're going to look at that definition of the word surrender from 1828. And the second thing is an old hymn that come to mind when I was thinking about this word surrender. And Drew actually put it on there for a song. Maybe you could just put that up there. We're not going to go to it right away, but go ahead and put that song up, I Surrender All. Now that's a song, I knew it was over 100 years old. It was written in 1896. So it's a 130-year-old song, but it's so accurate as far as what God expects out of us, and we're going to look at that and go from there. The other book, I don't usually bring all these books, mostly because they're too heavy, but my brother-in-law, Stan Imus, recommended this book, and he bought it for me when I was out in Washington State. And it's a really neat book. Anybody can buy either one of those books. This is called Amazing Grace, 366 Inspiring Hymn Stories for Daily Devotion. And this is where I got the information I'm going to share with you first about this song, I Surrender All. And I wanted you to see it's available to people if you ever wanted to buy them. I use that from time to time when I come across a song that I'm interested in. What's the history behind that song? So here we go. My notes from that page, I Surrender All. It was by Judson W. Van D. Venter, 1885 to 1939. So, died about 3 years after my dad was born. He starts with this verse, and you've probably heard this verse, but it is such a powerful verse that fits in perfectly with surrender. I'll read the verse. It's from Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. Maybe if you could put that up first, and then go back to the song. I'm sorry about that. Matthew 10, 38 and 39, it reads like this, and this is Jesus' words, and he says this to us, anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. What does that mean? Take up your cross. I would guess it would mean all those things that end up in your life that you don't really like. But to pick them up, if we really want to follow him, and if we don't pick them up, we're not worthy of him. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life, for my sake, will find it. What is that part? Whoever finds his life will lose it. Now, I'm not advocating everybody quit their job. You need jobs. God wants people even building bridges that can glorify him through their action. But if you think you can find the real meaning in life in a job, that's not where it's at. But if you're willing to lose your life for his sake, for my sake, Jesus is saying, you will find it. Does that make sense? I know it goes very contrary to how most of the world believes, but that's the beauty of it. I'm going to read some more off this page. The Bible teaches us that brokenness is a prerequisite to blessings and usefulness. Catch that? Brokenness is a prerequisite. It's required to receive blessings and become useful in your your relationship with God. No one ever achieves spiritual greatness until he has fully surrendered himself to God. Victorious living comes only when we abandon ourselves to the lordship of Christ, becoming his lovely, loving bond slaves. God's best for our lives is not a result of struggle. Rather, it is simply the acceptance of his perfect will for us when we recognize his authority in our lives with all those things that we wish wouldn't be there. Are these powerful statements? I mean, they have the potential to really change how we think and how we do things. There's a little unknown quote here. It says, higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered me. Grant me now my supplications, none of self and all for thee. The guy that wrote that called Judson Van E. Venter. And he wrote that as he was struggling his relationship with God. I looked up some more. He was an art teacher, and he was a good art teacher. He loved it. And for some time, I had struggled between developing my talents in the field of art and going into full-time evangelistic work. At last, the pivotal hour of my life came, and I surrendered all. A new day was ushered into my life. I became an evangelist and discovered down deep my soul the talent hitherto unknown to me. I don't know if I ever used the word hitherto. God had hidden a song in my heart and touched a tender chord, and I began to sing. After making his decision to devote his life to Christian service, Van D. Vitter ministered with much blessing and extensive evangelistic work, both at home and abroad. Now get this, Billy Graham, one of my heroes, Billy Graham is one of the many who claim that Judson B. Vitter had greatly influenced his life, as well as hundreds of others, through this song. I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it? I'm just going to read it once, and we'll comment a couple times during it, and we'll move on. All to Jesus, I surrender. So we're surrendering our lives totally to him. It's an ongoing thing. You think you got it all figured out. I just felt just in the last 5, 6, 7 months, a new area, and I'll share with you as you get to it, an area that I had to surrender. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. I mean, that's an attitude. We recognize you're really in charge, and I surrender my life to you. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, fully thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly now, I know that I'm yours, thine. All to Jesus I surrender, I give myself to thee. Fill me with your love and power. Let your blessings fall to me. This is pretty neat. This is a powerful song. This guy knew the secret of getting close to God. He knew the secret of surrendering to God. He said, once I'm surrendered to you, let your blessings fall on me. And so we are speaking a song of love from God today, and it's in the word of surrender. I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I'm going to read a couple more verses before we move on. These are verses that are mentioned in that book, along with this page. The first one is from Romans chapter 6. People that put those verses up there. Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. I'm going to read them. You can look it up yourself, or you can read it off the overhead. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is mastered over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies so that you obey its lusts. And lust is more than just sexual things. It's lust for power, lust for possession, lust for a lot of things. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who those alive from the dead and are members as instruments of righteousness for God. For sin shall not master over you, and you will not, for you are not under the law, but under grace. The second one, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 19 and 20, and they read like this. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. What's the price? Jesus' blood. You've been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. The last one I'm going to read is from Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 16 through 21. They read like this. That he would grant you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far above according anything beyond you or me, and anything we would think or ask according to the power of that working of the Spirit in us. So you see, it's a very biblical thing, to surrender. It's not always an easy thing, and you can't do it on your own without God's help. I'll give you the example of something that I've struggled with for a long, long time, and God brought it to my attention probably about 6 months ago, and I started praying about it and trying to get a handle on it, and sometimes I did pretty good, and sometimes I was a failure. But I wasn't going to give up. Going and going and going. Until now, I would say 3/4 of the time, I get victory over this area. And my area that I noticed that I didn't want to surrender was my schedule. I had so many things on my schedule. And one of the things I do, I call this my second brain, my daytimer. I keep in the back pocket, and I write stuff in there that comes to mind during the day. You remember, I don't always remember, so I write them in my second brain, and then when I get up in the morning, I look at my second brain, and that helps me decide what I'm going to do with my day. But if I got a lot accomplished that day, I was in pretty happy state. You know what I'm saying? If I hardly got anything accomplished that day, what a waste. And if I get 50%, that's good, but I think God can help me to do better. So that was the thing that came to my mind, that I hadn't surrendered my schedule. So once I recognized that, I surrendered my schedule to God, and I've never made another mistake the rest of my life. You're not laughing. No, I still goof up. I still mess up. But I mess up a lot less the further I go on with this. And now when I don't get much done on my second brain, well, tomorrow's another day. Give it another try. You know what I'm trying to say? Don't come down on yourself. Don't give up on God. But whatever the thing is that you struggle with surrendering, it could be habits, it could be words, it could be things you do or want to watch. Matter of fact, I wrote this down. I found this quote this last week from Billy Graham. And I'll mention this last sentence, and then I'll go into Billy Graham. The last sentence on this page is, if you have lost the enthusiasm for Christ that you once had, make a fresh surrender to his will and lordship. So you're messing up. You realize you're not living up to what God has for you to do. You just repent. And ask him to give you a fresh start and start chipping away at it again. Does that make sense? Well, this is the quote from Billy Graham. And I found this in that Decision magazine. I mentioned that to some of you before. I made it available for people to get. You can buy every month, get a copy of important good lessons to learn. But this is something that they quoted Billy Graham, who started this Decision magazine. And it lists this quote of his that he used in a sermon 74 years ago in 1952. So before some of us were even born. But this is what Billy said. Take your eyes. Take your ears. Over that, amen. You hear that both times? Take your hands. Well, take your feet. Take your mind. Take your heart. And give them fully and unreservedly to Jesus. There's so much wisdom in that. It covers every movement that we could make with our minds, our feet, our heart, our ears, what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're reading, all those things, and dedicate them to God unreservedly, that's when you have victory. That's when you can start to experience the fullness of God working in your life. I've been a pastor almost 49 years, and I'm still struggling. So where does that leave you? In the same boat as me. We're not perfect. We're trying to get close to God, and we can't do it on our own. But if we go to Him and say, God, I need your help in this area, and we've surrendered all those areas to Him unreservedly, God's going to help us. Does that make sense? You know, in closing, we recognize in our own lives an ongoing process that He helps us surrender. He wants us to surrender because He knows it's best for us, but He struggles because sometimes we don't want to go along. But we surrender those areas in our life. And I would like us just to be sing that song again. Who's back there on the overhead? Ellie, you're going to put that song up there. I surrender in a few minutes. And that you can put it up now. But what came to mind is I'm going to ask about 60 of you guys to come up here. And we're going to sing that song. You're going to help me lead that song. Oh, no. Joe, Mitchell, come on up. You and I can do this. Joe Gallagher, he's not here. Daniel, you can do this. Matt, you can do this. One up here. And Jeff, you can do this. Come on up here. So there we have 1, 2, 3, 4. I need 2 other people. Who's going to be elected? Brian? Okay, you got picked. No, I got another person. I let you pick one. What's that? No, no. Daryl, one up there. You're number 6, and I'm number 7. Now, why did I pick all guys? Because I work. No, that had nothing to do with it. I know. It's because I work so much with guys, and I'm always trying to raise up guys in our church to be a leader in their household. And I know I left a lot of you guys out, but these are the guys that come to mind, other than you got in because Joe Gallagher didn't come. And I talked to him last night and said, Joe, you need to be here today. John, you can tell him I said that publicly. He needed to hear that. And we all needed to hear it. So we're going to sing this song, and we can turn around and look at the words. That way they won't know whose voices sound so horrible, right? Everybody turn around here, and we're going to sing this song together. And all of you, you can either stand up or sit down, but I want you to sing it with us, okay? All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. Now, this is more than just words. It's a prayer. We're asking God to help us do things. We'll skip the choir, our chorus, and go back when we finish all of them. Number two, I guess that's called a stanza. Is that the right word? Something like that. All to Jesus, I surrender. Humbly at his feet, I bow. Worldly pleasures, all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me now. You guys keep looking this way. I want to turn this way. I'm going to watch for lips to be moving. Okay? Number three. All to Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine. These are powerful words, aren't they? Powerful prayers. And every one of us needs this more than we know, more than I know. What's the next one? Jesus, I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. And then the chorus. Oh, maybe we're going to, Jesus, I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full surrender. Glory, glory to his name. And then the choir, or the chorus. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Now we're going to sing that chorus one more time. But, you know, you can fool me. I can tell different voices. Ah, George and Harry and Sam didn't sing this. I can't use Sam because there's Sam there. George and Harry didn't sing this. But you can't fool God. God knows our heart. And God knows whether we're serious about this prayer. And these are powerful, powerful prayers. They're the ones that turned Billy Graham around. It's amazing, isn't it? Let's say it again, and say it with everything you got. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. God, that's our prayer. And we cannot do this on our own. We can't even begin to do it on our own. The only way we can even begin to do it is ask God, be merciful. Give us your grace. Give us your help. Give us your anointing to be able to follow you totally. For you men, if you have a wife, they need you to do that. Your kids need you to do that. Your grandkids need you to do that. They need me to do that. One more time. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. God on our own could be a hopeless venture. But with your help, we can trust that you're going to help us to do those things, to have total victory in our lives, or at least a better batting average each year, each month. We want to just be pleasing to you. We want to do this in such a way that you know how amazing you think you are. And how important it is to follow you with everything we've got. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So, food crew.